Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stuck With You, A Slow Burn, Grumpy Sunshine Single Mom Romance by Stacey Williams, is a contemporary romance novel centered on starting over after pain, grief, and a difficult past. Set within a small town, character-driven framework, the book follows a single mother who is trying to rebuild her life and a blunt mechanic, Slade Bennett, whose guarded nature creates the grumpy sunshine dynamic at the heart of the story. The novel uses a slow burn structure, dual points of view, flirty banter, and found family elements to build emotional tension without relying on explicit content. Its purpose is not only to deliver a romantic arc, but also to explore healing trust and the practical difficulty of beginning again, when old wounds still shape present choices. As a fade-to-black romance, it is positioned for readers who want tenderness, humor, and emotional payoff over spice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a single mother rebuilding her identity after a painful past. The central emotional engine of the novel is the heroine's attempt to leave behind a damaging chapter of her life and create something more stable for herself and her child. That premise matters because it frames romance as part of recovery rather than a standalone fantasy. The story treats starting over as an active process, not a clean reset. The character must navigate uncertainty, self-doubt, and the lingering effects of prior loss and betrayal. This gives the book more weight than a simple meet-cute, because the romantic plot is tied to larger questions of self-worth and agency. By centering a single mom, the novel also widens the stakes beyond personal happiness. Every choice carries consequences for family stability, emotional safety, and future trust. In that way, the romance becomes a test of whether love can coexist with caution and whether healing can happen while life remains complicated. Secondly, Slade Bennett and the appeal of the blunt, emotionally restrained grump. Slade Bennett is written as a quiet, blunt mechanic content with a simple life, which makes him an effective counterpart to the heroine's more vulnerable position. His role is important because the grumpy sunshine trope depends on contrast, but the contrast here is not just stylistic. It shapes the emotional pacing of the novel. A restrained hero creates room for gradual trust, small gestures, and meaningful tension, all of which support the slow burn format. His practical profession and preference for routine also reinforce the book's grounded tone. He is not presented as an unrealistic alpha figure, but as someone whose emotional barriers make intimacy more difficult and therefore more rewarding once they begin to soften. That restraint gives the romance a sense of earned progression, since readers watch him move from guarded distance toward openness. In a story built around healing, his steadiness also functions as a stabilizing presence rather than a dramatic rescue. Thirdly, found family as a stabilizing force rather than background decoration. The novel's slow burn structure is one of its defining features because it makes emotional development the main source of momentum. Instead of rushing to physical payoff, the story relies on flirting, verbal sparring, and accumulated moments of attention to create attraction. Dual point of view strengthens that effect by allowing readers to see how both leads interpret the same tension differently, which deepens anticipation and reduces ambiguity. This approach is especially effective in a romance built on opposites, because hesitation becomes part of the pleasure rather than a delay in the plot. The banter is not only decorative, it functions as a pressure valve that reveals compatibility while keeping both characters guarded. That balance helps the novel remain light enough to feel enjoyable while still carrying emotional stakes. For readers, the result is a relationship arc that feels deliberate and credible, where affection grows through repeated contact, mutual irritation, and small signs of vulnerability rather than sudden certainty. Fourthly, found family as a stabilizing force rather than background decoration. The found family element adds more than warmth. It gives the story a social structure that supports the romance and reflects its healing theme. In books like this, community matters because trauma and isolation are often linked, so the arrival of supportive friends or chosen family becomes part of the emotional solution. The novel appears to use the mechanic shop and the hero's circle of friends as a ready-made network that helps the heroine feel welcomed rather than judged. That matters because a single mom starting over often needs more than romance alone. She needs practical affirmation that she and her child can belong somewhere safe. Found family also softens the book's grumpy sunshine tension by surrounding the leads with people who can observe, encourage, and occasionally push them forward. This makes the world feel lived in and humane, and it prevents the romance from becoming too narrow or isolated. The result is a broader emotional payoff, where love is validated by community rather than treated as a private escape. Lastly, a sweet fade-to-black romance that prioritizes emotional payoff over explicitness. One of the clearest positioning choices in the book is its sweet fade-to-black approach. That choice affects both audience and structure, because it signals that the primary focus is emotional development rather than sexual detail. For readers who prefer low-spice romance, this makes the novel accessible without weakening the central chemistry. In fact, the limitation can strengthen the effect of the story, because anticipation, longing, and restraint become more important tools for conveying attraction. The book's emotional scenes, humor, and supportive relationships therefore carry more of the narrative weight. This also aligns with the healing arc. The story is less about immediate gratification and more about trust, patience, and the gradual expansion of emotional safety. Compared with more explicit contemporary romances, it stands out by offering a gentler experience while still using familiar genre tropes such as single mom, grumpy sunshine, and slow burn. That combination makes it appealing to readers who want comfort, tenderness, and strong relational stakes without explicit sexual content. In conclusion, Stuck With You will appeal most to readers who enjoy contemporary romance with emotional recovery at its center. It is especially suited to fans of single mom stories, grumpy sunshine pairings, small town settings, and found family dynamics, as well as readers who prefer a slow burn arc and fade to black intimacy. The practical value of the novel lies in how it connects romance to the realities of starting over after hurt, rebuilding confidence, choosing trust carefully, and finding support in both a partner and a wider community. Intellectually, it is a good example of how familiar romance tropes can be combined in a way that feels coherent rather than formulaic. What helps it stand out in its category is the balance it strikes between tenderness and restraint. It offers emotional warmth, flirty tension, and a reassuring sense of belonging without pushing into explicit territory. For readers looking for a grounded, comforting romance that still carries real emotional stakes, it delivers a clear and specific experience. If you would like to support Stacey Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.